Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
And thank you for listening to Air Tonight. This is your host, Jennifer Hellman, and tonight's guest is a name you will be hearing a lot about. I am really honored to have him on the show. Dr. Louis Thury is an astro psychologist, hypotherapist, and author of The Power of Dragon, The Moon Power Sun God, and many others. He also has a wonderful newsletter that he sends out, and I highly recommend. Like the great poet, I'm having you on. It's just so exciting that my tongue is tied.
Just relax. Nostradamus. It's a very difficult name to pronounce when you're not French.
Yes. And I've been practicing it all day. This happens to me all the time. Like the great prophet, he uses the method of divine astrology and has spent many years reviving the seer's rare methods, which he calls astropsychology. He actually is teaching a class in Sedona, which I'm hoping to get to, in July. For more information, please go to his website, drthury.com. DRTURI.com. Welcome very much, and I will insert my tongue very soon. Thank you for being on air.
All right. Thank you for inviting me, Jen. I was looking at your chart, by the way.
Heard you.
Yeah, and you were born in the constellation of Sagittarius.
Yes.
And that is half a man and half a horse. It is the sign that control anything to do with philosophy, teaching, traveling, and reflect so many of your past lives with the Indians, the Inca, the Mayan, the Sumerian, the Atlantid. And as you know, all those disappeared civilizations use the stars. So you have inside of your dragon's tail, in the sign of Aquarius, in your third house, which is your mental process, the stars. Now, when somebody is born with the tail of the dragon in the mind, he gives you, in the third house, a hidden dragon in Gemini. And sometimes that can make a little bit of a confusing way to express yourself, but the channeling power is definitely phenomenal. Do that make sense to you?
Yes.
Now, this tail of the dragon in Aquarius makes you original, futuristic, obviously naturally into the universal structure or the universal code, the universal laws, as I call it, and also could make you prone, listen to this, to extraterrestrial experience. So how do you feel about the extraterrestrial, by the way, Jane?
Oh, I already know I've had experiences with them, so it fits right in there.
I see. And then in your third house, in your way of expressing yourself and communicating and talking, you do have a planet called Saturn. And Saturn is the career guy. In your third house of communication, he led you into the radio world, but he could also lead you into writing, into general communication, and anything that dwells with the learning and teaching process. Do that make sense?
Very much so.
But remember, Saturn is very fussy, very picky, very detail-oriented. And that Saturn wants you to be like like an architect of every single little phrases and words you're going to say. And you're shutting down the natural process of your hidden dragon stem in Gemini in communication. Is that deep or what?
Yes, it's very deep.
But at the same time, your chart is set for natural channeling. So you will have to fight the fear of not thinking that you can't communicate because you're too much into real things, and am I going to do this right, or am I going to be precise, and at the end, of course, you mess up, because this is exactly what I do, too.
Yeah.
You're not the only one, okay? Don't get me wrong. You know, this, and I remember when I was a kid, I used to think that way, and, you know, and when I was at the Royal School of Music, and I had to be very careful when I was playing Mozart or Beethoven, because all these very little notes have to be played at a very specific time, and I was so constipated in the mind, you have no idea. And then, nowadays, of course, with practice and confidence, I don't need any more music paper, because I play intuitively. But most of all, when I do a lecture, anywhere I do a lecture, if I do a radio show, if I do a TV show, guess what? I would never, ever plan anything, Jennifer. The flux is now natural. And that's going to be a challenge for you. And this is why the universe and Saturn put you in a position where you have to use your words carefully, where you have to use your ability for communication as a radio host. Do I make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
That's you. Well.
So there is a lot of things going on right now. You deal with, within yours, the study of astrology, you use the power of the dragon.
Indeed,
now,
indeed.
And the dragon is the north and south node of the moon,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, but modern astrologers don't really give attention to the power of the dragon, mostly because it's metaphoric, it's intuitive, it's objective, it's spiritual. And because now modern astrologers want to be accepted in accredited college university, they sound like astronomers. And, of course, they're missing, again, the essence of astrology. Astrology is an art. And you don't use art with, you know, with numbers. Or you use art with intuition, with spirituality, with science. Do that make sense? So when I teach at the American Federation of Astrologers, anywhere I go out there, I always have to make sure that these guys leave their mathematics jargon outside the door. And I say, hey, you can always, all that you have learned in modern astrology is perfect, it's fine. But leave it outside just for a week, okay? And then you can add all that you have learned with what I'm going to teach you, so to speak. It's very hard. Now, not being used to the dragon intuitively, or the hidden dragon for that matter, to them is like talking Chinese. It's difficult for them to come up to my level. So I have to go down to them and slowly educate them on the power of the dragon. This is coming from the constellation of Draco. And of course, all religions always talk about the dragon. But of course, because 99% of the people of this world are not exactly educated and very logical and God-fearing, beautiful people, they do not understand that the direct connection between the dragon, astrology, and religion is, as a matter of fact, religion is nothing else than astrology, but it has been changed over the century. Because it's so difficult to raise anybody's cosmic consciousness. It's very difficult to get people to dig into the universe when they can barely dig in front of their nose. So only a bunch of privileged select were educated. And even the Pope was taught the power of the dragon and the power of astrology through the Vatican Council. He was, and probably still is, learning the stars. And all this wisdom, of course, is into the 7 miles of secret library in the Vatican. So when it comes to the dragon, you're referring nothing else than astrology. As a matter of fact, my next newsletter, the Cosmic Code newsletter that I'm going to write, I will emphasize and give some pictures of the dragon and explain a little bit more about the connection with religion and the dragon.
We have a caller. Are you up for callers today?
I am.
All right. Hello, caller. Welcome to air.
And who is this?
Hello.
Is this for me?
This
yes.
is for you.
Hi, Dr. Turi. This is Susie or Shadow.
Where are you going from, Susie?
California.
California, the great city of Los Angeles?
No, down in Orange County.
Orange County, close enough. What can I do for you, honey?
I just, a couple weeks ago, I received a full reading from you.
Okay.
And some other things.
Right.
And I just wanted to thank you on the air.
Oh, my gosh, thank you very much. So you were happy with my work.
You just hit everything on the head, unlike other astrologers who miss it just a little bit.
Yeah, I really appreciate your support, honey. And I tell you what, you know, you can also do it. What I do is not psychic, you know. Anybody with a good teacher and the time can raise cosmic consciousness and use the power. This is why God created the stars, to be used as signs so that you may lead a more productive and safe life. And in my next course in Sedona, you know, I'm going to be changing the life of, I don't know how many students are going to show up, maybe 30 or 35, but all these people are going to be working with me to help the children of tomorrow to understand their relationship with the divine. And then from there, lead a productive life and allow themselves to regenerate in something that the universe, calling God, if you want to, the universe want them to do. Because a lot of people don't know about the dragon or the moon or Mars or Mercury or Jupiter in specific houses that control the human experiences. And they invest time and money and efforts in areas that the universe is not going to agree with. The next thing you know, they're going to lose their life. They're going to get sick. They're not going to go regenerate. Or they're going to lose everything. You know, it's like a car. Astrology is like a motor in a car. If you don't tune up the car, the motor properly, this car's not going to run properly. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I've only been just a little confused on what's happening right now.
Okay. Well, just tell me what month were you born again, honey?
April.
Well, you're an Aries, so the head of the dragon is on your 11th house, which is the houses of wishes and friends. So the dragon's head in Aquarius wants you to completely and entirely reevaluate all about Aquarius. And that means maybe taking some computers course or getting into the internet a little bit more. Aquarius rules flying. Maybe you may be forced to fly some places. Aquarius rules all matter involving the New Age and astrology. So you already started. Aquarius, the dragon said on your 11th house, wants you to find groups that will help you to get to your wishes. That's what the dragon said is going to do on your 11th house. Now, do you have any kids?
No, sir.
No kids. Well, do you want kids?
No, thank you. I'm the one with the foster kitties. I'm Shadow 11.
But I'm trying to tell you, honey, there's a lot of Aries out there. They think like you because they are very independent. But with the tail of the dragon in the fifth house, the universe will force many of Arieses to have children. Now, it doesn't have to. The fifth house is also the house of creativity. This is where a woman creates a child or a man creates a business. But a woman can also create a business. It doesn't have to be a child. This is where the universe wants you to create something of your own. And if you push on the head of the dragon in Aquarius, meet groups that are advanced, not religiously poisoned,
right,
but groups that are aiming for universal love, universal universality in general, but no guru-like. You don't want to jump into a guru group or maybe into Scientology. You don't want to go into that area because this type of groups do not teach you the cosmic code. They do not teach you the universal laws. They are guru-like. They are using all sorts of natural, rigorous scientific laws, but they are not into the divine. See, Scientology is a branch of Aquarius. But like Christianity, who has created 875 different religions out there, you have the Mormon, you have Hare Krishna, you have the Christians, you have the Judas, you have so many branches of a big usurer, because at the end, what's happening, everybody, they killed themselves in the name of Allah, Buddha, or Jesus, or God knows what. And that's why the age of Pisces is giving in. This is why only a few days ago the Pope tried so hard to rekindle the age of Pisces, but he already knows. He already knows that the children of the generation, the kids born today, are not going to go into that because they are not easily manipulated. And then they have access to my site. They have access to different information.
Right.
In the old days, you had no computers, but you had a Bible in every drawer in every hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays they cannot put a computer in every hotel teaching Christianity or God knows what. So they are losing ground. They cannot monopolize the information or control the information anymore. So in your case, you have to move into the world of Aquarius full speed. You have 2 years to bring to yourself a lot of your wishes. And guess what?
Oh, by the way, your earthquake prediction was correct. I'm in the Tustin area,
mm-hmm.
and we had a very rare tremor today at 4:10.
I heard of that. I got so many people who email me about this earthquake. But the most interesting one is last December, I was in coast to coast with George Norrie, and I told him to be ready in February for the worst natural disaster, and I mentioned volcano, I mentioned tornado, I mentioned earthquake, and guess what? The worst tornado ever suffered in this country took place, and it's inarguable because it is on the website.
I was watching it on TV thinking of you, yes.
And 25 million people heard me. And I also said, be ready in 2 days for a bad earthquake. I mean, and George says to me, but Dr. Cherie, there is an earthquake every day. I says, no, George, no. The earthquake that I'm asking you to watch for in 2 days
mm-hmm.
has to be well above 6.5.
Uh-huh.
And it was a 7.2. The last one you had a 7.2 was what, a year ago, a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
But you know, I'm not bragging. I'm just making you aware that if you have an understanding of the universal rules, okay, if you're educated, if you have enough cosmic consciousness, you understand the gearbox. I am not a psychic. I don't pretend to predict anything at all. You know, I know nature has a pattern.
Yeah.
You know, history repeats itself. The weather returns.
That's right.
Nature. I understand it, and I can't believe. Okay, you know, sometimes I see people denying the power of the stars, being like a child, you know, standing by the ocean, with holding mom's hand and saying, Mom, there is no fish in the ocean, because they don't see it. Or sometimes if a child couldn't see the stars because he's blind by the sun, which is the biggest stars of all.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I feel sometimes. So, my gosh, but am I the only one who don't need any glasses to see or what?
Well, again, for all those people out there, I'm simply another person out here, but I have been following you for a while, and your lessons are so right on, and if people would only follow them, especially the driving, when you warn everybody about driving. I have avoided so many accidents by having a 360-degree view of traffic around me in those times say.
Well, honey, I can only appreciate your endorsement, your support, and as the world of Aquarius is pushing forward, find a good thought for me so that you could see me on national TV teaching the cosmic code on my reality show.
Absolutely.
We are waiting still, but
it's
moving forward.
Can't wait for it.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you,
Dr. Therese.
You bet, honey. Good night.
Good
night. What a beautiful lady.
Very much so. She spoke of the supernova window?
Yep. Supernova window is...
Is that going on right... That is going on right now.
Yeah, it is. Until my birthday, which is February 26th. Now, you have to understand that I do not practice modern astrology or use the calendar of modern astrology. That's why some people say, oh, I already had my chart done by an astrologer. Oh, I know astrology. No, you don't know astrology. You know modern astrology. You don't know astropsychology or divine astrology or the 16th century methodology of the greatest prophet Nostradamus.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I was born there and I spent 40 years recounting his work. What I'm trying to tell you is, in terms of the dates, old modern astrologers use the Julian calendar for their mathematical jargonized astrology. But what they do not know is that Julius Caesar didn't want his politician to be in power too long. So he kind of changed the calendar. That's why we call it the Julian calendar. And by doing so, he upset the housing system. So what I do, I just do the stars like Nostradamus used to do, without a watch, without a computer, because he never had a watch or a computer 500 years ago.
Yes.
And then I use intuition instead of numbers. And Mercury is still retrograde, and you can see with the accident, with plane crashing, with people getting stuck in some places, with the weather going berserk, and all the Chinese being jumping. It's just crazy. It's still there. And in my book, we can check those dates.
Yes, and we do have another caller. Hello, caller.
Hi. Hey, is Dr. Torres?
Yes, this is he. Who is this?
Hi, this is Joshua Moman. I'm calling from Oregon, Portland, Oregon.
All right, my friend. Thank you for your call. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering. I had a few questions.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, does like the age of a person have anything to do with cosmic consciousness? I mean, I'm 17, but some people are more in tune, like, naturally. I don't know.
Tell me your date of birth.
My birthday is September 7th, 1990.
Well, I tell you what, my friend, my top students were born in September, so that tells you something, okay? Now, do you get headaches or sinuses?
Well, not really. I used to. I had a really rough kind of childhood, but the first headache I got in a few months was actually last night, and to my surprise, there was a whole tornado thing that happened today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually been watching your predictions, and I mean, it was kind of expected.
You see, well, you know what? Being born in September, you have the talent of observation. All of those born in September, Virgos, are very much into detail, and all Virgos think, communicate like Scorpios. So the mental process of a Virgo is very advanced, regardless of the age. Plus, there is no time in space, which means you may be very young. How old are you?
I am 17.
It doesn't mean anything. My top student was 15 few years ago, born in September. She was 15 years old. She was ahead of all the class. And she was the first one to give me her exam. I was just totally shocked because that you are that generation of the indigo child, so to speak, who ask questions. You, all of you are masters with electronics. You know, during my days, we had no cell phone. You know, we had no iPod, no computers.
Yeah,
so we had to grow, we had to adapt with that. But you guys
and the
are
internet,
both born
I mean,
in it.
It's amazing.
So really. I can already tell you that age do not matter. You probably have your tail or your head in Pisces. That means you are a very, very old soul. And you cannot put an age on a soul. And as you reincarnate in this world, you feel the depth of information that you have lost as you reincarnate in this world, and you are regenerating by looking into mystery, into metaphysics, into anything that is you. And like all Virgos, you have aptitude in communication, in writing, you have aptitude with health and everything else.
I've always had, ever since I was little, I've always had such an interest in like space and like psychic, metaphysical.
Well, you are a very old soul, put it this way. Your age means nothing. Yeah, it's just the way it is. It's like me when I was a kid and I was your age. I was totally, completely, entirely different than every other kid. So I was not into sport. I was just always asking questions. I was just observing, pretty much like you. And
uh-huh.
and that's because I know exactly what my past life is all about and how old my soul is. I have made a commitment when I reincarnated in this world to help people. I must have been crazy, but that was my mission to repay some of the karma or the bad things that I did in past lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm helping people And I can only, you know, ask you to keep an eye on my website, and you can sign up for the free newsletter. Do you get the free newsletter?
I've been watching your website for a few months now.
Cool. Keep looking at whatever I'm writing over there, because you're so smart, you're going to catch now and then the hidden meaning of things. So just, you know, go for it. Trust yourself and keep learning, okay?
Thank you. I have one more really quick question, if you have time. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I lived on a farm with my parents, and late at night there was this really bright blue brilliant light that it was so bright that it shined over the house into the backyard, and my parents' bedroom, which was on the other side of the house, they saw it too, and it was so bright I can't even like describe how bright it was, and I was so like paralyzed. And my dad came in and he was like, "Did you see that?" And I was like, I wasn't even surprised, but I don't know what to say about it. But ever since then, I've seen so many, like, UFOs, apparitions.
That is an omen, you know. It's all about energy. Everything is about energy. You vibrate naturally at a very high level, so you're going to a magnet will attract a piece of wood. So if you vibrate at a very high level, you're going to attract incredible experiences that will breed incredible wisdom, and you would have to pass it on, so to speak. The light was simply a message that you were supposed to look for the light, find the light, and promote the light. That's pretty much your life. And I see you writing about it and teaching about it in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Torrey. I really appreciate all your work, and I will be following your words.
To me, all those kids out there are so precious, because you cannot change an old donkey's attitude. But kids are salvageable. I always say, kids, especially this generation for Pluto and Scorpio, those kids regenerate with metaphysics, and they have the power to fix all the mess that all these imbeciles are doing to this world and to us in general. But anyway. Good luck to you, and keep looking at my stuff, and one of these days, hopefully, I'll meet you.
Thank you.
Have
a good night.
Yeah, have a good night.
Thanks.
Well, yeah, when it comes to kids, that's it. My commitment to children is 150%, because I know this makes me so happy, because this is a kid. That tells me that I really know my stuff. But you don't have. He's 17 years old. He knows better than the Pope, because he's not poisoned by the codification of thought. He does not just say amen and lay down and let God try to punish him. He's curious, and that's the essence. That's the essence of greatness: being curious, being progressive, and have no fears. He knows subconsciously he's not going to go to hell, because he is in hell.
Right.
And he needs to get out of it, and that's ignorance. Once you get out of ignorance and your fears, you free yourself. And then you see, you get to understand the language of the gods, and you get to understand how, through his creation, he allows you to use that energy to lead a progressive life. That's what I did. You know, when I came in this country, my gosh, Jennifer, I had $50 in my pocket. I didn't know anybody. I had no green card. I was not driving a Corvette. I didn't have a boat. I didn't own a house. I had nothing. I was in the street, totally, completely, entirely homeless. I didn't have a social security, and I didn't have a green card.
Wow.
And I made the American dream.
Yes, you did.
So if I can do it, anybody else can do it. But you need to respect the laws of the universe. That's what I did.
And that's what you have done, and you're a great example of exactly how it's done. And we do have another caller. Hello, caller. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Caller?
Hello?
We got you. What's your name?
Betty.
Betty, where are you calling from, Betty?
I'm calling from just north of Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, is it cold out there?
Chilly.
A little bit.
Not quite so cold today, but it's coming.
Before we go further, give me your numbers, which means your date of birth. What's your date of birth?
May 23rd.
May 23rd. Okay, so we have the Taurus Gemini. Okay, what's your question?
My question is that I have been, for the last couple of years, very, 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 it seems like that I feel that I'm going through a great change, and I just, I don't quite understand it.
Mm-hmm.
pretty into it usually, but I just don't quite understand. I've listened to you, and I've listened to you on Coast to Coast. I've also,
right.
I follow you every day
okay.
on the Internet.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the support. Well, first of all, the year you were born, you didn't give it to me.
Oh, it's 43.
Ah, okay, that's what I wanted to know. Okay, so let's do it again. So you were born May. May when?
23rd.
And the year 1943. Because this way, I'm gonna have your dragon's head and tail to deal with. Okay. And
okay.
then I'm gonna be able to find out what's going on with you. Okay. All right, so you have the tail of the dragon in Aquarius. That's very interesting. And that is very, very advanced energy. So you're going through what you call a mutual reception of your dragons, which means the dragon's head and tail is right back to where it was when you were born. And that will endorse and promote serious psychological changes. And we force you to restructure your career and eventually take on some study and maybe move. Do I make sense?
Yes.
So it's like turning a very important page. You know, today in the Chinese philosophy, we moved into the rat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's today. Now, the dragon is when the dragon moves every year and a half or 2 years, it's the true new year. But because of Christianity, every December, every 12 months, that comes the new year, right? But
right.
when you look at it, it is wrong. It's only when the dragon moves that the true universe, the clock, has turned to a different hour. But again, I'm not going to change the status quo. Religion and religious holidays is what our life is based upon. But again, because it is accepted by everybody, doesn't mean that it is the fact or the truth, right?
Correct.
This is how I perceive it. So, as a Taurus, Gemini, you are on the cusp. You know what that means?
Sure.
You are. You have the energy. You have your sun in Gemini, but you're still born in the constellation of Taurus. So you have both charts, and that could make you looking younger than your age. That will endorse the number 2, 4, and 6 in your life. That means sometimes 2 marriages or 2 or 4 kids or 2 of everything. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
It's a dual energy. Now, I want to see if the Gemini is stronger than the Taurus. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Have you ever worked in the medical field, in a hospital, or nursing, or in the art?
I do medical skincare.
There you go. So you definitely are into the Gemini energy. The degrees of your housing system pushes you into the Gemini chart. And may I ask you, I know you're private, how many times have you been married?
Just once.
Just once. You're supposed to be married twice.
How
many kids you got?
I've been married like 40 years.
but
my husband does smoke.
No, when I say you've got to be married twice, understand that the universe doesn't see the church and signing a paper as marriage. Maybe before your husband you had somebody very close which you could compare as emotionally a connection. Do I make sense again? It's just paperwork. The marriage itself is just a paperwork. And
right.
Taurus is such a steady sign. If there is a sign who doesn't want to move anything, it's Taurus. And that's where you have a conflict because you got so much Gemini. The Gemini wants to move everything. Taurus wants to stay. Does that make sense?
Right.
And that brings conflict. So you find your freedom through intellectual challenges. Now, have you worked for the city, the government, or it's a question?
No, I have my own business.
Okay, all right, because you have the moon in Capricorn, and that means you're a natural builder. And this type of moon sometimes aims towards large corporation, the city or the government. Or if you're smart, in your case you are, because you want to remain independent, you have the side to build up your business. So it makes sense again?
Yeah, now does that mean that the business is still grow, or is it not growing?
Well, again, it all depends on how you use the moon. You have your moon in Capricorn, and Capricorn is a very methodical sign, which will not take much chances unless it's on solid ground. Do that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So unless you have it, but you plan everything very well, don't get me wrong. But there is also the chance. And most of all, the problem you have in your chart is that your tail is in Aquarius, and you could easily massacre your wishes by being too negative or insecure. Do that make sense again?
Well, I understand because I do try to go over things in my mind over
there
and over.
There you go. Well, the tail of the dragon is on your wishes sign. It's on the wish sign, so to speak, and it's affecting your career. So your subconscious works in relationship to the universal code, which means that your subconscious, calling God, if you like, does not know the difference between your fears or your wishes. So each time you worry about your career, and if you think, I'm not going to make it, I'm not going to have money, I'm going to have a problem with this, and it becomes a wish to your subconscious. It's like God creating an earthquake and killing innocent babies. God doesn't care, doesn't think, he just does. Your subconscious or God is the same guy. And that's why you have to educate yourself on the creative forces of your subconscious. You know, when I took that study and I became a clinical hypnotherapist, I've learned so much on the subconscious. And this is what led me to write my book, Beyond the Secret. And I think you should put your hand on this book, honey. You really should, with the tail in Aquarius. So this way you'll understand the importance not to disconnect yourself from the creative process. Now,
well, that I see. Would that mean that I don't? I fear in some ways success.
That's right. You have a fear of losing control. If you get too big, the government's going to look after you, the money thing, and this and that, and you start to freak out, and then you neutralize your creativity. It's pretty deep stuff, though. But I'm sure you can connect with me because I'm using the right word with you. You need to control your imagination also.
Yes, and I feel I'm pretty psychic because I deal with a lot of people.
Honey, you are very psychic. With the tail of the dragon in Aquarius, you kind of get more highly spiritual than that. But you do have the Taurus and you do have the moon in Capricorn, which are earthy element in conflict or produces a square to the air energy, to the air element of your chart. And the only way to counteract this is with education on the creative force of your subconscious and counteract the fear or the over-imaginative negative energy going out of your chart. Get my book, Beyond the Secret. I'm telling you, it's going to help you a lot.
Oh, I do have it.
Okay, cool. Did you read it all?
Not quite yet. I'm a little dyslexic, so it takes me a while.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes. Moon in Capricorn. Yes, yes, yes. You see every little thing. Yes.
Yes.
But as a rule, Moon in Capricorn always denunciates its success towards midlife or the latter part of your life. But for the time being, as I said, don't be negative. Don't just mess up your wishes because of your fears, and then you'll be just fine. With the head of the dragon in Leo, you have the option to really find the light and build up the queen in you, build up your success, and do well with children, and do well with the art, and do well with life. You have the same dragon and Princess Diana.
The same dragon?
Yep, you have the same dragon and Princess Diana.
Well, I do try to do a lot of charity work, too.
I know, but you got to be careful because some of the groups you are working, will it be religious, especially if they are religious? Your tail of the dragon will drag you into the wrong people that will suck your energy, your time, and your money when you're supposed to put this into your business so you can do better. It's just the way your tail is located in your chart. There's a lot of people that attract religious groups or guru groups or abusers, and that usually is coming from a tail into the sign of Aquarius.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so you have to be very, very choosy, very not to use your heart but your head when it comes to help other people, because your heart is bigger than the planet, and that's okay, and it's a beautiful thing. But you're also a prime target for abusive organization, will it be religious or anything else for that matter, and that's where you have to apply critical thinking.
And Dr. Turi, if I have been married all these years to a Scorpio, does that mean?
Well, if you count 7 from May, including May, you're going to end up in November. That's why opposites attract each other.
Okay.
And then it's a karmic relationship to attract somebody from the 7th. I mean, you read this on my book, Beyond the Secret, that you're supposed to attract if you're born in May or Scorpio. That's part of the laws. And
so it's okay to be opposite.
Yeah, it's because you do face the world on the opposite sign yourself. You face the world as a Scorpio Sagittarius. Your husband faces the world as a Taurus. Yeah, the month you were born represents the lesson that you have. Your lesson as a bull, as a Taurus, is to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability. Combine it with Gemini, which means being curious and active and intellectual, but you still face the world on a complete different sign. You face the world as a Scorpio, an investigator, a very deep, emotional, perceptive, psychic Scorpio. This is how people see you, not as a Taurus. You have so much to learn about astral psychology. It's totally unique and very real. You know,
yes,
I was born in February myself, and the opposite of February is Leo. So I face the world as a Leo. I always been on stage teaching the light, playing piano, being in the limelight all my life. And the children are my concern number one, which is a Leo energy.
Right.
All right, sweetheart.
I appreciate it, and love to you and love to the universe.
Thank you, sweetheart. You have a good night, honey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's very interesting about the opposite. So I know that the opposites do attract, but I've never realized.
Well, you were born in December, honey. You face the world as a Gemini.
Yes.
Gemini is the sign which is ruled by Mercury. Mercury is called in Greek mythology the messengers of the gods and regulate anything and everything with communication, the radio. That's why you're on the radio.
Yes.
You face the world on the radio. The same with Art Bell and George Norrie. Both of them were born in June.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long story.
Yes, and we have another caller. Hello, caller.
All right.
Name and your birthday.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I was born July 1953. Can you tell me anything?
Well, first of all, born in July, you are under the jurisdiction of the moon. So what date in July?
July 8th.
And 1953, you said, yes?
1953, yeah.
Yes, so you are the year of the snake. That's a philosopher. My friend, this is amazing. Tonight we only have the Aquarius Leo dragon's head. You were born with a Leo dragon's tail. And that means a lot of difficulties as a child. Does that make sense?
Yes, you do. Yeah.
And it shows also quite a lot of past life in France and Italy, where you've probably been burnt a few times by the French or Italian Inquisition. That's a very interesting sign. Do you do any form of art? Just a question. Or writing or photography? What do you do?
Excuse me?
What do you do?
I work for university.
Oh, so you're into education?
Yeah, but I'm in recreation. I'm an assistant director.
Okay, in recreation, because the Leo rules having fun. Children having fun, you know? This is the sign of speculation and creativity and love and children and having fun and anything that well with the art, so that you're doing the right thing. So you have a hidden dragon in Taurus, though. That means you probably will be forced in life to lose everything once or twice, financially and emotionally.
Okay.
And that's pretty devastating, though, because you're very emotional.
Yeah, that's true.
Indeed. Your dragon set is Aquarius, so anything to do with the universe, computers, electronics, television, flying, Japan, you're protected. And that dragon set is under corporated endeavors, which means other people, money, investigation, metaphysics, medical field. You've got quite a lot of potential in this chart. But if you do not, you need to focus a little bit. You seem to be busy all over the place, and sometimes you don't finish what you start. You need
That's
to
true.
Concentrate.
Yeah.
You could be classified as an ADD with your chart, which could affect your memory. Do I make sense again?
Yes.
But it's not a disease. ADD is it's not a disorder. It's a gift. Einstein were ADD, so was I. So I am. what you need to do, my friend, you need to go to my website, drturi.com, drturi.com, and you need to download the 2007 Moon Power. Now, 2007 Moon Power will tell you what you went through last couple of years, but most importantly, it will teach you the universal law of the moon. You are a moon child. with such a chart, you cannot put your nose outside not knowing where the moon is. You have to know if she's waning, she's waxing, and as she cruises the belt of the zodiac, you're controlled by this energy, and you need to understand it so that you control the energy. You don't become a robot. So download the 2007 for free from my website, and then download the ebook or get a hard cover of the 2008. You need to synchronize with the moon. You're a moon child, and you don't want to eat when you're upset. Now, is there any history or heart problem in your family?
My mother's side.
Yeah, because see what happened? I can feel a deep fear is coming from that in your chart. You don't want to nurture fears of this problem, okay? Because when this happened, it was a shock to you. And that energy is inside of you, and you need to remove it or don't give it life. Do I make sense?
Yes.
Don't
let
fear get over you, so to speak, because that would affect your tikka.
How do I do that?
Well, you just listen carefully. You don't nurture fears. The future is the reincarnation of the thoughts, and your thoughts are things. And thoughts can alter the atomic structure of your heart.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe you should you should get my book Beyond the Secret and understand the forces operating from your subconscious. Do you have patience to read or not?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay, good.
If it's interesting.
You're inquisitive, yes. And that's good, because you have gift in psychology, my friend. I don't know if you've thought of that, but you have gift in psychology. And because your Neptune is also close to Saturn in Libra, you would do very well with a non-mathematical or divine astrology type of study. And with your dragon set in Aquarius, the universe wants you to learn everything about Aquarius within the next 2 years. Since last December, you're moving into a restructure of your finances, of your self-esteem, and all that is metaphysical and electronics. So there's a lot of work for you for the next 2 years. But once you do all that, especially if you understand to respect the universal laws of the moon, you're going to make significant progress. You just have to be careful a little bit in April, in August, and in December. That's where your chart shows a little bit of the difficulties, where the dragon is not going to do damage to you, but is not going to endorse you. On the other hand, in February, in June, and in October, the dragon is going to push you forward by throwing you incredible opportunities. So just remember, okay?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, that's what I have for you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Terry.
I really
appreciate it. And I'll go on your website and look for that material.
You bet. You have a good night, my friend.
Thank you
for calling.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Well.
What a beautiful guy.
Yes. And the show is just about over. So is there any information you want to put out there about your class? Or?
Well, as I said earlier, don't count on the Social Security. If there is any Social Security in a few years from now to take care of you. So, when everything fails in life and you work really hard and you want to get something or some place or a job or a career, and either the time is over, you have to retire, or you get sick, or you could do it, or whatever it is, as long as you think, as long as you can talk, and as long as you can think, you got a job with astropsychology. Now, the head of the dragon is going to literally make people, especially kids, more interested in the divine. And I have a bunch of students all over the world, but I need more students to get the teachers of the teachers. So what I'm going to do, I'm teaching in Sedona next July for about a week. And right now, all the information are on my website or in my newsletters. People can go to my website. They can go to drterry.com and sign up for the free newsletter. And they can also read a lot of material that I wrote and to learn about those courses. But the idea is for anybody who really want to make a move in their life, just trust me, been there, done that. In 1 week, I will raise your cosmic consciousness. I will teach you all that I know about natural healings, about the subconscious, about the universal rules and the cosmic codes. I will teach you anything I know about hypnotherapy and the subconscious, Kabbalistic healing. In 1 week, I will turn you completely, entirely around. And I will also, of course, teach you the business part of it and how to launch your business. But once you become independent, and Aquarius is a very independent energy, then the head of the dragon can only help you. You will find the people that will help you to build your website. You will find the people that can help you to get you on TV. It's all about energy. But the worst thing that you can do, or anybody else can do, is to hope for a better life, a better job, more money, even a better health, and do absolutely nothing about it. You know, this transit is so crucial. For a year and a half, this dragon said is there endorsing all light workers. And don't be fooled. Yeah, I've learned astrology. There's nothing I can learn. No. Wrong. I didn't teach you. When you go through me, I don't think you'll have anything else to learn when it comes to the universe. Okay? All you have to do is to build on what I'm going to teach you, and that's going to keep you busy for the rest of your life. And you're going to be a participant of the Age of Aquarius. You're going to be a teacher of light, a teacher of teachers. And once my schools get built, I will have to get all my students and literally reevaluate their wisdom for a week or two with me. And then this top-of-the-top teachers of light will be working in my schools. I'm trying so hard to get things going in a big way. And once I'm going on TV on my reality show, things are going to go real fast. So all the people listening to this show tonight, it's not an accident for you to listen to me and to listen to Jennifer. You were asked by the universe to listen to that show, because once I'm going on national TV, I don't think I'll have much time to offer any training or teaching whatsoever. So July might be my very last opportunity to teach. After that, I'll be out there doing my show.
Yeah.
So listen to your intuition, because it's all you have. And if you feel in any way, shape, or form that I can provide you with something, and I know I can, just give it a shot. Let me take care of you. And this is what I'm willing to do for anybody. Now, this is a big thing. Listen to this, Jennifer. I am willing. The course normally costs $1,500 for a week, okay? We're going to get the hotel and everything together. I'm offering two courses in one. I'm offering the course for $1,050, okay? 16 DVD, 16 CD, all the DVDs, paperwork, all my books, everything you need. And you can still, that's the course by mail, you can still come to Sedona and take the course live. I'm offering two courses in one for your listeners.
Wow.
I mean, this is the best thing I can do. I tell you what, you better hurry, because I already had, 19 people that have signed up already that are already set, and I can only have, 30 or 35 maximum. So that's going to feel pretty good between now and July.
Oh, most definitely. Might even sell out after the show. You never know.
We never know. So,
yes. So I would like to thank you very much. Anybody wants more information, please check out his website. This is Jennifer Hellman, and until next time, I'm wishing with each breath of air you gain new insights and inspiration. Thank you very much. Many blessings to you, and good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Jennifer. Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Thank you.